We want to take a quick minute up top to let you guys know we've just started a Patreon for Moms Art 2.
So if you want to help and support the show, just tap on the link in the episode description or go to patreon.com/momsart2. And once you're signed up, you'll get access to commercial-free video episodes, monthly live streams, live chats, and even the occasional peek behind the curtain.
All right, on to the show.
We are just two moms in search of inspiration
while creating questionable comedy.
Moms are too.
Silly.
What?
Silly.
What?
Brooklyn.
Wow.
It is post-Oscar show.
Oh, man.
Are you excited? We have Cam on in a little while.
Uncle Cam-an.
Uncle Cam-aran. Of course, he has the most insight, and it's amazing. And we love that he is, like, the coolest human that we know. And that you probably know, too, if you're tuning in. What did you think of the Oscars, madame?
Well, first of all, I'm really enjoying your glitter dress. Your sequins dress that we both wear sequins dresses. The same ones for any event.
On a regular.
For this show. If you recognize, these are from the... Actually, yours is
Mine's
not.
Different. Mine is my winter sparkle.
Oh. From our podcast...
Photos.
Art.
Which we have to do more. We have to do different photos. I think we've evolved since that.
My hair isn't that dark anymore because now I can go into salons. See, before that was during COVID. And so
my hair
was dark.
Yeah.
It was all one color, and now I've put highlights in
and
it.
And our nails were, like, janky.
Well, mine still are because I'm coming out of the holidays where I had, you know.
Why do we do that?
I had the gel.
Why do we do that?
And I had the dip, and now my nails look like someone smashed them.
You look like you tried to scratch your way out of a cell.
Or out of, like, a coffin.
Yeah, that's scary.
Like I was buried alive, and I dug out.
Well, you made it.
I'm here.
You made it out.
I'm here and I'm wearing sequins. So
it's a party.
Oscars were fantastic. I really enjoyed. I was really more so than other years connected to a lot of the films. I felt like, and I don't know if it's because I'm going through shit in my life. I'm really emotional right now. So, again, reiterating on what we kind of talked about last week, a lot of these films made you feel. Like that was their purpose more so.
You are right. You are really. That's exactly what you said last week, and I agree. Yeah, amazing.
So I cried a lot during the Oscars. I felt really great for everyone who won. There were some upsets, Angela Bassett, but I'm still glad that Jamie Lee Curtis won. But you know, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought Jimmy did a good job. I thought he was funny.
It was funny.
It was. Even as long as it was, it still flowed and went through. I was happy about all the winners.
Yeah, I felt like it was a really lovely, especially after like the chaos from last year and like all the talk afterwards. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a boring Oscars. I was in it, mm-hmm. but I was really rooting for everyone this year. Like I really mm-hmm. felt like, you know, I went a long time when we lived in Panama. I went a long time without watching the Oscars. And I think part of it was because I was away from the industry that it almost would make me jealous to watch it because I'm like,
yeah.
And now that I'm older and I'm moving into a different direction in the industry, I don't ever like it doesn't make me jealous anymore. I feel like a normal human watching it where I'm emotional and I'm rooting for people and I'm happy for them. And it feels really good like that. This episode of the is that a thing? This episode of the Oscars?
Yeah. Okay. 95th, isn't it?
The 95th Oscars
episode.
Yes. The 95th episode of the Oscars. 4 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
That was something. But I really felt like I was emotionally connected to the show and all the women that won, and there was a good message, and there was a lot of mother talk, and it didn't feel like the pendulum swung too far in one direction. I mean, I was not happy about.
I don't even want to listen to you right now. I already know what you're going to say.
What's the movie called again?
All Quiet on the Western Front.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Which is brilliant.
Listen, I can appreciate it for movie making. It is beautiful. It is a film. Someone put their heart and soul into it. It was not easy. That kid, it was his first film, which I think is fantastic. And he went to art school. He studied.
Right.
But it was his first film ever, and he just was connected and beautiful. And it is. I just feel like I'm over the fucking war movies unless they're really, like Charlie brought up, with Saving Private Ryan, it taught us something. I didn't even know that they went in for the last son. Do you know what I mean? I didn't know that they had to go in and drag people out. I didn't know all of that. Like Platoon taught us about Vietnam, what we just didn't know was happening. All of that dirty, dirty stuff. And I guess for this one, I just felt like it was a war movie. It wasn't an epic in my view. I saw it as like, okay, it's a war movie.
Well, it was a slice of a very horrible part of our history. So I know we kind of talked about this last week, but for me, it was really, my phone is going off. Get out of here. Let me do that. For me though, it, again, like I said, it was all to make you feel.
Yeah.
And I think the way that they visually told the story without telling the story, without literally telling the story.
There wasn't the exposition of dialogue.
Right. There was just showing us how devastating that slice of time was during World War One, and how it affected and also unempathetically these people's lives, and how they were bought into this idea of, you know, for the country.
The propaganda. And
then they go in and then they get a real taste of it. And it was just brutal. It's just absolutely brutal. And I don't think it's meant to be nice. It's not meant to, I don't know that it's meant to literally teach you something you didn't know about it, other than how unnecessary and brutal.
Yeah.
That was that part of war was,
and then the movie is unnecessary. I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm just kidding.
I appreciate the movie,
but I think that the way they told the story is what got them so many accolades. I think the way that they visually, and why the cinematographer won, which I was rooting for and very excited about, because of just even if it was just that first 20 minutes of intro of the film.
They
could have won it just off of that. The way that they went from the kid dying to and all the people dying. And we thought that was like the main character, and it wasn't. They died. And then they take their uniforms and they patch the holes and
they start over.
They take all the bloody uniforms and clean them, and the way
except
that
for the
they
kid's
wash
name in
them,
the back.
Yes. And then the other kid gets in and thinks it's his new uniform and it's got the dead kid's name in it. And they're like, oh, and then you rip the tag and the tag falls into a pile of other tags of dead kids' names. Yeah. So I think it was the way that it was
told for me
that was the win.
You're so good at that, though. You're so good at looking at the storytelling and stuff. I think I'm more basic.
Not basic. No.
I'm a little basic. It's fine.
No, I think but you had a good point. I think you when we watch these films, like it is Private Ryan, showed us something we didn't know about that, right?
Yeah.
I totally get that. And Platoon too. But I think Platoon, that was still pretty raunchy when it comes to what war was.
Yeah.
Or what war is.
It was horrific.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think war is just it's gross anyway and yucky, especially for people like us who are like lovers and peacemakers.
Empaths and so, I was just watching something recently. Oh, man, I'll think about what it was. But I was watching something recently that was saying, like, it was basically another thing of, like, if women were in charge, this wouldn't be the women talking.
I love that the girl came up, though, director, and was like, look, the fact that you even allowed this to even be here.
Because of the name, like, the name didn't turn
together.
You off. Yeah. Because the movie was called Women Talking, and even I was kind of like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to listen to women talking, but now you're here. So you're listening to Mel and Brooke. But it was true, because Charlie didn't watch it, and partially because of the name. He's like, that's not one I want to watch. And I was like, okay. But then you watch it, and it's about these women who, they get mad, and they get hurt, and they are pissed and fighting with each other, but there's no violence. I keep spitting today. I'm super juicy again.
Oh.
but I loved her And it was so funny when she was on the red carpet, though, the director of that, she was talking to the one girl on the red carpet that had, like, she was all done up with the black and her skin was showing and she was standing really tall and her neck was really long and all these things. And she was like, oh, you're wearing a suit. So why are you wearing a suit? Because she was wearing a tuxedo. And she's like, honestly, I just want to be comfortable and I'm wearing my regular shoes because I just want to be comfortable. And she's like, yes, fashion is absolutely about just being comfortable. And she's like all tightened up. And I was like, wait a minute. That was, she was a good interviewer.
I felt her for that. Remember, we went to an awards show and it was flappers or we're like, no, we're
dressing as men. It was 1920s and all the women that were there were in flapper dresses and feathers and hats and things. And we were like, nope, I'm wearing a suit.
I'm wearing a suit.
Yeah. But she was very, she was like, it's, this is about women who can get in a room and they're solving major horrific things that are going on and they come from completely different places in their generations and they work it the fuck out without violence.
Mm-hmm.
It's time.
I mean, we've been saying it for a long time.
I mean, it really is though. It really is.
Like really?
I'm like kind of a man hater right now. I know I've said that before, but I really am kind of like over it.
Oh yeah, you were talking about that with
like even with Biden, Maverick. I look at him like, ugh, just fucking.
Do you don't want to know something funny?
I don't like Biden. Can I tell you that? I don't like him.
It's
okay.
Okay. I mean, it's fine. I don't really like.
He's too old.
Many politicians.
I think. Yeah.
It's fine. I like Bernie. He's like old. I know.
Why doesn't
man.
He age though? Like for some reason, his ideas, maybe because his ideas are so young and fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, he Bernie's smells fresh. Like bologna.
Yeah. Under the flaps. Under each flap is a different bologna smell.
Do you know what I'm talking about smells? My kids, my older boys, they, I think one of them walked by the other while they were in the kitchen and kind of did like a. And my 14-year-old Seven, he was like, ew, you smelled, sniffed me like you were Biden.
It's not wrong, though. I mean, I don't think he's a pedophile. Did I tell you about the woman who?
No, I just think he, I don't know. Maybe he just like, maybe that's a, like, an intense sense for him is smell.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, my ours is touch.
Yeah.
Right? But smell is actually kind of mine, too. Like, I can really smell. I'm really good at smelling.
She's got a good sniffer.
I do, actually. Sometimes if Cece, oh, God, she's going to listen to this someday. Yeah, she should know. If Cece doesn't take a bath for a few days, because we bathe our kids, but, like, not every 2 days.
You're like
whatever,
the, you're like Adam, no, what's his name?
Yeah, Kushner and Mila Kunis.
Yeah, you don't bathe your children.
No, I mean, we do, but it's, like, twice a week or three times a week. Like, we're not major about it, because they don't really get dirty. They're not, like... You know what I mean? It's fine. They get dirty. If they have dirt on them, I'll wipe it off. Or we'll just go in the jacuzzi. Anyway. Uh-huh. But if she doesn't take a bath for like 2 days, she starts to smell like Korean, like dumplings. Like the dumplings
well,
that we make.
Korean.
I know. But she, oh, that's true. But she smells like dumplings. And I'm like, oh, you're starting to smell like dumplings. It's like in her DNA, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
At least she doesn't smell like sauerkraut. Because I'm Irish and that would be in her DNA.
Or a potato.
Yeah.
Does she kind of potato-y?
She might, well, dumpling. Maybe it's the combination of the potato and the dumpling, the Irish and the, this is a weird conversation. Happy birthday, Cece. I'm just kidding. All right, I do have something to tell you before we get started because I'm excited about talking to Cam.
I'm sure you do.
Okay.
You never know with this one.
Here's what I was thinking about. And I know you and I are kind of going through a thing. This is the end of Pisces. We're going into Aries. We're going into brand new everything, right?
I'm very emotional and insecure right now.
Very emotional. We're having clearings, like really like clearing out space so the good can
There's
come
a bunch
in.
Of big things happening and it's, it means that we have to level up. And it also means at the same time that we have to, and this is regardless of astrology, like this is actually happening. It just so happens that the astrology that we adhere to is mirroring what is happening in our life. Yeah. So we just have a lot of big things that are in our future and are right there ready to touch and like be a part of our reality. And so it's making us put a mirror up to who we are and get rid of old ways of thinking and shed those and get rid of them because they're not going to serve us in this leveled up like frequency. So with that comes a lot of like
introspection
and breaking up with old things
and
in your
are
life.
Hard and they make you feel ugly. Yeah. That's why bitches get bangs after breakups, right?
Or boob jobs.
Or boob jobs or haircuts. They or dye their hair or go crazy because it's like I need a change. I need to like, take this off of me and start anew. And it's amazing. I mean, you really are.
I'm like breaking up with old thought patterns right now. And so it's interesting. It's like your mind and your soul have to work together here, right? Yeah. But your soul is like large and eternal and expansive and in frequency. And then your mind is
present and small
and grounded here with like actual receptors and wants and cravings and that aren't serving your higher purpose. So balancing that out right now, I'm having a hard time. I'm really trying to level up and having to do the work. So I cried through the entire Oscars. I cried through most Oscar movies.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
So it's going to be exciting coming out the other side though.
Yeah. Well, what are you thinking about?
Okay. I was thinking about, because my birthday is coming up. No. I was thinking about, we're at an age
of Aquarius. Where,
well, yeah, we start Aquarius. We're at an age where if we died, people would be like, oh, do you know what I mean? Like if you die when you're in your 20s, people are like, oh, she was so young. Oh, my, or 30s. Oh, my God. She was so young. What? She has kids. Oh, so much to give the world. And then if you die when you're older, like 70, 80, 90, whatever, people are like, they had an amazing life. They da 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 da. But we're at the age where if we die, people are like, not our people, but people in the world are sort of like, oh, that's too bad.
Hmm.
Oh, she had cancer.
I think it just depends on what age you are. Because if you're in your 20s and someone dies in their 40s, then you're like, oh. But if you're in your 50s and someone dies in your 40s or even 60s, you're like, oh, she was so young.
Yeah, but people always say like, even if they have like, they had an aneurysm, say, and you die and you're like in your mid to late 40s and people are like, oh, that was unexpected. Wow, what a, you know, that's hard. That's a tragedy. But it isn't. But oh, they had an aneurysm. They're in their, you know, 40s and that shit happens and unexpectedly, you know, it just, I was looking at it going, we either got to make it to 80 so people are nice to us when we die, or we're past the dying of like tragedy. And it's a little annoying to me.
Yeah, I guess it depends on how you die.
I know. Like plane crash. Then you're part of, you know, culture.
I think it's pretty tragic anyone dies even of in their course. 40s. No, of but that course. Have children.
Yes. Well, especially because right? now we have young children. Yeah.
They still need their mommies. Even though I have a 17-year-old, he still needs his mommy.
Yeah. I think 43? About that. 43?
Am I 43?
I don't know.
43 and I still need my mommy.
Has it been 3 years since we went on our trip together?
That was 2021.
I thought you turned 40 that year. Well, whatever.
Did I?
I thought it was for your 40th birthday.
Shit.
I know.
That
that's
was
what
3
I mean.
Years
I
ago.
I know. That's fucked up. We need time away, girl. Anyway, I was thinking about that. We're pointless mid 40s.
She's like, just thinking about death and
our life is pointless at this point. We better
mortality.
Either get, we better get it together, take our vitamins.
I've been taking my vites.
Have you? I have a new rash on my arm. I can't show you right now because my sleeves are too tight, but I have a weird rash and I thought maybe it was ringworm. I've never had ringworm.
Eczema, maybe.
But it's eczema, I think.
Because eczema can be disguised and feel like ringworm, especially if you're not used to eczema.
I'm not used to eczema.
Yeah.
Are you itchy now? It's making you itchy?
Well, you're talking about rashes. I'm starting to get, like, you can feel it on my...
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting a rash on my chest and on my neck.
From what? Anxiety?
I don't know. You know, it's really funny, too. Well, I have eczema in my armpits still.
Uh-uh.
That, like, comes and goes and flares up, and right now it's flared.
Yeah.
And I have a little... tiny patch of eczema, tiny, like I'm showing you in the thing, like the size of a nickel, maybe.
Yeah.
Under my right butt cheek.
Oh.
It's right at like the
crease.
If I wore regular underwear, where my underwear would go, and then like it itches every once in a while, so I'm down there scratching my ass.
Yeah.
I'm that girl scratching my ass.
It's fine though, right? It's you got to do what you got to do.
Scratching my pits. I'm scratching my ass. Yeah, and now it's happening on my neck and my chest. I'm going to be hitting the titties. I'm just that girl. So if you see a girl on the street,
but
needs
see,
to
now
brush
that's
her
the
hair.
Thing. We're old enough where all this shit is going on, and people are like, "Yeah, well, yeah." I mean, well, yeah. You're falling apart.
Yeah, that's what happens.
You're in your 40s. It's fucking over unless you make it to your 80s.
No, I gotta get it together.
I'm going to tell you what I'm putting on my rash that is working. I'm using the red light, the UV light, and I am using Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm?
Tiger Balm. It's in it's like a wax kind of thing. It's almost like a V Vapor Rub.
I can't stand you.
Vicks Vapor Rub, but in Spanish they put it on for everything.
Yeah, they do.
But in Spanish it's V Vapor Rub.
V Vapor Rub.
V Vapor Rub.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to camp.
Well, that's exciting.
I know. Let's get to camp.
Rashes and dying and...
Let's go to the Oscars. Cam will bring us out of it. Let's talk about fashion.
Cheers, bitch. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ooh. Silly.
Dear
Uncle Cam.
For the post-Oscar show, this is so exciting.
Yeah, because we need you here on this. We need your expertise on... all the hot takes.
Yeah, we're lame, which is fine.
So what was your biggest, we're going to start like it's red carpet.
Yeah.
Who was best dressed? What was your opinion on the outfits? There was a lot of white going on. What was that
So
about?
There was a lot of white. A lot of white, I noticed. I'm not going to lie. I was not really impressed with the fashions this year.
Agreed.
Yeah, I feel like everybody looked the same.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like they were good, but everyone, yeah. But with that being said, Tems from Nigeria, mm-hmm. Absolutely stunning. She was wearing, it was white, but it was just this, like it was like a giant cloud thing around her in this just white, beautiful flowing dress and her beautiful dark skin.
You hate to sit behind her.
I was going to say,
no,
that's a little bit of an issue.
I saw her in the audience sitting there, yeah. And it was just her head amidst this giant cloud.
And no one behind her could see.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
That was rude. As much as she looked fabulous on the red carpet, there should have been, like you have when you wear a bride's, you have a bustle.
Yeah.
It should have been able to be bustled. So fashion people, please bustle a bitch when she's sitting in the audience.
You're bustling a bitch.
You know, just take that off. Got to bust it down. Let's see, best dressed. I thought Lenny Kravitz killed it. There wasn't a lot of he was wearing a Saint Laurent and also Austin Butler, if I had to choose another guy. That's something about the pointy shoulder pads, and he was wearing the heels with the points, and he's just a good looking guy. And you know, Saint Laurent, can't go wrong.
I'm just not as attracted to him as Austin Butler as I am as Elvis. I mean, that's fine. Because Charlie was like, uh-oh, there's Austin Butler. And I was like, yeah, there is.
No, he's hot to me.
Except he's so teethy.
Yeah, he's good. He's hot though.
You know, I think he's with what's her name, Vanessa Hutchins.
I don't think they're together anymore. I think they were together a long time.
Okay,
I don't know if they're together.
Yeah, I think he's solo. You know, his career is bustling.
So he's available. Okay.
and Jonathan Majors. Jonathan Majors gets a very notable mention for me as well.
There was so much I did like a lot of people had trains, which I liked.
Yeah.
I liked the Melissa McCarthy and what's her name with the tool. They
You're
both came up.
Tool. She almost wore her tool.
There was so
I
much
almost wore
tool.
My tool tutu. Yeah. I like it though. I like tool. I think it's, mm-hmm. I mean, anytime you get the opportunity to wear a tutu.
I think my two favorites, I mean, I had a lot, but the ones that, well, first Angela Bassett looked amazing in that.
Stunning.
Purple.
And that
like,
purple.
And she's just one of my favorite.
Yeah.
People in general to watch, to look at, to listen to.
Yeah.
Like she's just amazing. Stunning. And Cate Blanchett, man, I thought she can just really do no wrong.
Yeah.
And she walked down that red carpet and she was statuesque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like people were, I heard the lady, I was watching the pre-show and one of the girls on CBS was like, people are audibly gasping as she walked by.
Yeah.
she just got that presence.
I think, hold on, I dropped my paper. But I think also I like the fact that every time they got a close up on her, you can really see her wrinkles and stuff, like in her neck, in her face, and she looks so beautiful. And I was like, okay, that was another thing, by the way. So-and-so, I can't remember who it was that came out with, hold on, let me get my paper.
She dropped her paper.
My paper. And it's very important because I have to work with hard copy. Boobs. Somebody came out and they had, Eva Longoria came out. She looked beautiful.
Loved that dress.
Eva Longoria did look really good.
Yeah, she looked amazing. And she came out to do whatever presentation and whatever. And one of her boobs was lower than the other. And I when it happened, I thought, oh, people are going to fucking say something. And I was like, this bitch does not care. Like, she had babies. One boob. She didn't try to tape it up.
Maybe like, this she is should
what, have. No, but this is what women look like. And I like that that's kind of a theme with like Jamie Lee Curtis and all these women that go up there. They're not trying to suck it in. Some of them are. Some of them are waify. But her going out there and standing there and having one boob lower than the other, I was like, yes. It doesn't matter. I think it makes
sense. You know, Eva Longoria is so brave.
Even if she didn't mean it, though, I like that that was a thing. I like that normalcy was.
Well,
kind
I guess
of a
it
thing.
Was on display.
Yeah.
Her uneven titty. But I doubt that, because if she really wanted to go out there and expose how uneven her titties are, then she wouldn't have had makeup on and she would have. Do you know
Speaking
what I mean?
Speaking of which,
she would have Alicia Keys'd it up a little bit
we'll
more.
Get to it.
What, Lady Gaga?
Yeah, we'll get to Gaga.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay. Have you ever realized in a moment of boredom that you need to have a new furry comforter right now? Well, I have. And that's why I love and I'm so grateful for Wish.com. They have everything from kids' clothes and face masks to hair extensions and Jeep Wrangler accessories. They have vampire teeth, string lights, and plant seeds. I was skeptical at first, but when I found my much-needed outdoor shower bath tent and women's travel urinal, I was sold. Just make sure to look at the reviews with photos before you buy. Wish items may take no less than 48 days to arrive at you or your neighbor's door. Ugh, I love Wish.com.
Let's talk about what was your best speech of the night?
You got to give it to, what was his name? Ki Hui Kwan.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
For best supporting actor. Like, I was teared up when they called his name, just especially I'm of a particular age. That's my Goonies guy.
Right.
So Data. Going back that far, like, I was teared up instantly. Right. When he started crying, I started crying. Just, it's really good to see that kind of a story. Even like also with, unrelated, but kind of related, with Jennifer Coolidge. Like all of these actors who have been in the game and doing things for so long and just honestly reached a point to where they almost gave up and were like,
Brendan Fraser.
That's what I was about to say. Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah. Brendan Fraser.
It's
like,
so.
You had all these winners.
It's like the year of redemption. And I love it. I love it.
It was a really emotional show.
I cried the whole damn show, which I thought was emotional anyway.
Yeah, it was really good.
You know whose speech I loved, which I think is a little underrated, but what? I thought was fantastic? The editor of Everything Everywhere All at Once. Paul Rogers. He was so funny.
Yeah.
But he was like, this is too much. I have his quote. Wow. This is my second film, y'all. This is crazy. But I loved what he said. And I think this epitomized that whole film or that production crew with that movie or how they all felt about each other. Because I felt like everybody kind of said the same sentiment about the writers and about everyone involved. He said, Dan and Daniel, I hope you know your friends. We're people who care about you. We're not here because of the incredible, wonderful, strange, beautiful movies that you make. We're here because you guys are incredible, kind, generous, strange, sexy people.
Yes.
And if all of this goes away, we're still here with you. And I just
thought
just says everything about Everything Everywhere All
And the culture that they had on that set, too, right? The culture that they had with all of those people is, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite speech?
Yeah,
Jeremy. I had a lot of favorite moments, especially with the people. All of the best director, but I love those boys so much. Yeah. He just kept the going Daniels. On and on, the Daniels. I love their speeches. I loved how authentic they were, how they understand this is just a fleeting moment. I love that. I was a little bit disappointed with Brendan Fraser's speech because I think I loved it. I love him. I love that he was so emotional. But this is not going to be a positive popular opinion.
Just bless his heart afterwards. It makes everything okay.
Bless his heart. But I felt he was very actory. He kind of knew he was going to win. And it made me feel a little authentic. I mean, inauthentic. I feel like he had the opportunity to say something and he just was not where I wanted him to
be. He just did too many underwater references, big whale heart. That was a lot. Underwater. Yeah.
That was a lot. That was a lot.
It seemed really dad jokey. It seemed like, again, he was really expecting this and just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's emotional. And it's like that guy was like, it's really intimidating up here, which I think is super cool that he said that. And I can understand that. And obviously, Brendan Fraser doesn't have to be perfect. He's an actor. He's not, you know, a presenter or whatever. But I was like on pins and needles waiting for him to win, to hear him and his story and where he came from and how grateful he is and all these things. And I was kind of like, OK, if he makes another fucking water reference, I'm
right.
But yeah, there was a
I'm making another everyone. Drink.
I'm drowning everyone. Oh, my God. You just me spit.
You
so
know
far.
Who's
Brooklyn, my fucking hard copy. Keep going.
Jamie Lee Curtis's after speech to the press when she went back and it was kind of like a don't cancel me kind of like funny joke at the end. But she gave a lot of credit to the people coming up because, you know, she's been a genre actress for so long and she's been so revered for so long for her roles, you know, in like Halloween and all these other different roles. And
True Lies.
And, you know, this is like her first, she got an Oscar, you know, and her parents also both, you know, Curtis and who's her mom? I'm sorry, Tippi Hedren?
It's fine.
Anyway,
I'll voice over it in later.
Everyone watching knows who her mother is. They both were up for Oscars. Jamie Lee won. So it was a really good thing. Look it up if you haven't seen it. That's it.
Yay. Hey, was she in Twins? Was that her in Twins or no? She was in just True Lies. I don't know. I'll Google it.
Janet Lee.
Janet Lee.
Yeah. Anyway.
Is that her mom?
Right.
I don't know if that's her mom. I feel like it's somebody else. Janet Leigh was also a scream queen, wasn't she? Anyway, I'm going to ask you a question after I get my hard copy thing. This is what this episode's going to be about right now, is me just going up and down off of my chair like a...
Well, let me ask him, what was your biggest exciting win? Like, what were you most excited to win?
That's kind of like, honestly, a tie between... Ki Hu Kwan and I would say Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
I was so excited for her when she won. She has given us so many good works, so many good movies.
Yeah.
I can't even believe it's her first. Agreed. Nomination, you know, like
Think I was most excited that she won because then I got to see her husband Christopher Guest.
That's what I was waiting for too.
My favorite director on earth.
Stop. Yes. You and I on some. So Cameron and I used to binge watch, and honestly, it shaped who we are as like creatives.
Yes.
All of Christopher Guest's films.
Waiting for Guffman, Best in Show.
Best in Show, Mighty Wind.
Yeah. Especially Waiting for Guffman.
Waiting for Guffman.
Did I mention Waiting for Guffman? Yeah.
Fucking pinnacle.
We're still waiting for Guffman.
What's the rock and roll one? The very, very first
one. Spinal Tap.
I love that.
Yeah. Basically started the whole mockumentary genre.
Yeah.
It really did.
Yeah.
He was doing it way before The Office or anything. Go ahead.
Can we talk a little bit about the songs and who won and all of this stuff? There was, I was really happy about the song that won. Mm-hmm. And I was really happy with the Rihanna amazing. I actually had her on my ballot. I wanted Rihanna to win. And then I saw that other song and I was like, oh, wait, I don't know. Lady Gaga was fucking incredible. She went full makeup list.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was just like my heart was full for her. And then she hugged everybody. She just seems like she's she's the nicest person on the freaking planet.
I watched on the red carpet, one of the photographers tripped after.
Yes.
And she ran
turned around with her butt showing through her.
I was like, are you okay?
Her lace outfit. She was like almost nude, runs back and helps him.
Yeah. Amazing. I mean, that's what you got to love, and some call her Gaga, some call her good old Stephanie, you know, but like, you got to love her because she's a great come up story. She's been through it all. She was working in like gritty dive bars, you know, all over and like in Manhattan. And so it's really good to see like a celebrity actually give a shit, you know,
and she looks so normal. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But she looks so normal. Everything about her.
I think she is pretty normal. I glams she's had some up work a lot. Come on. Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett can do no wrong.
She can do no wrong. Damn. But, you know, she's just a great down to earth person, not like Hugh Grant.
What the hell?
That was awesome, though, when he said he looked like a sack.
Stop it.
That was hilarious.
He said he looked like a scrotum.
He said he looked like a scrotum.
He was not off.
But let me ask you a question. When he was on the red carpet beforehand, he gave a horrible interview and it felt like he almost did it on purpose. And
yeah,
was
with the eye roll.
She's there to do her job. Don't fucking go up to her.
Yeah, she's out doing her job, being courteous and respectful while also giving him like proper accolades and respect. He was a dick to her. She didn't say anything about his butter tooth, his British butter tooth. Didn't say anything about that. She could have been very nasty to him.
Trying. Yes, very good job to her.
Well, maybe he realized he was a dick, so then he had to say, I look like a scrotum.
Twitter blew him up.
Because they were already blown. He was blown up on Twitter before he even stood on that stage.
Oh, yeah. Twitter was blowing him up. So, you know, his agent, everyone with him was like,
You better redeem yourself up there.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a dick, Hugh.
He's still a dick. He's always been rude. I've heard.
He's dicky.
I don't even like his movies. Anyway, moving on.
Okay. I do want to talk about the song from This Is the Life. That was from Everywhere.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
Well, I loved it, but it was totally off.
Like if someone was like, can you sing this song at the Oscars? That's how I would be like, didn't warm up and I'm out of tune.
No, I felt like they needed a vocal warm up for sure.
Fuck, that was
a vocal rehearsal.
They were out of tune.
I didn't finish it.
So. Yeah, you can't. That's a bathroom break. That right there is a bathroom break.
But I
like
that it was weird. I mean, I like some weird shit.
But it was
even
super weird.
Even the song with
the Sophia Carson.
Yes.
She does not fuck. She annoys me. She seems like she's playing the role of a Hollywood blah, blah. And I do not like her. And
I'm going to agree with you. I feel like she's really, again, trying to put on like almost this Gaga. Like, I'm the next up
she
and coming.
Not.
Like, just
and she doesn't enunciate.
Work.
She needs to fucking enunciate.
She's a Disney girl.
She is a Disney girl.
Kingston watches her and all the Enchanted.
What was that song?
I'm too grown.
I don't know who these
She's
walking
are.
Up front. Sorry. Like, she's, you know who's trying to be? She's trying to be fucking Whitney, and she is not.
Nobody's Whitney.
I know. Thank you.
I just didn't get it. I was like, what?
What was your favorite part with the Kimmel, Mr. Kimmel? What did you like about Kimmel hosting?
Honestly, I really did like his opening. I like the opening act. I think he did a good job. I think he did a good job addressing. Yeah, I think he did a good job kind of going into last year's events.
Yeah, that was funny.
And
he said,
moving
your
on.
Hands. I want you to clap, but keep your hands to yourself. My favorite. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that was it. The opening act, I think he did a really good job.
He said, ooh, and seeing Tom Cruise with his shirt off, Ron L. Hubba Hubba.
And then just do what you guys did last year. Nothing.
Exactly.
After the slack.
If it happens again, just do what you did last year.
But instead of playing them, that was my favorite part, is instead of playing them off stage, like having the music come in, those dancers came out all hot and heavy. That was freaking, and then they were like shoving him, and that was, I think, my favorite part, was the dancers dancing him off stage, because that's what I think should happen. like at the Apollo where they would get that guy, the Sandman would come out.
Uh-huh.
The hook.
Yeah, you're the hook. Right.
But they did Avatar dirty. They cut them off. Oh, yeah. They were giving the only award that they got, right?
Did they get one?
Yeah, and they didn't even let the guy that was it animate or production or
oh yeah, let me
I think it was best
Avatar direction.
Visual effects.
That's right. Yeah.
And that was the only only speech that they put the music on and cut off.
Yeah, they were done. James Cameron doesn't show up. Your people don't get to talk.
Damn. All right.
Oh my God. It was fun though. I liked watching it. I wish we could have all watched it together. We need to do that at some point. We need to be on Zoom and watching it together. I was thinking last night, like, what if we were all on Zoom and watching it and recording?
Right.
Because we're stupid, right? Oh, and we have a lot more things to say in that moment. I think next year we can plan on doing that.
I think we should.
Yeah.
Maybe Cam will be here.
Ooh.
We can all watch it in person. That would be fantastic.
Well, I think we keep talking about Angela Bassett real quick, but that was like my biggest upset too. I mean, I'm really glad Jamie Lee Curtis won, but I'm just a huge Angela Bassett for me, and especially in Wakanda, like that, she's so powerful and strong, and her delivery and lines, it's like
She's never going to do wrong, right? Everything she does is perfection.
Yeah, but like she's never going to get recognized for it. And that's the problem.
Didn't she get something for Tina? She didn't get something for Tina Turner.
She got nominated, I believe. Maybe a Golden Globe. I don't know. We'll have our people research that. People research that.
That's us in 5 minutes.
But no, like I really wanted her to win. And as much as I wanted, and I was so happy for Jamie Lee Curtis, this is one of those instances where they were like, I would have loved. They were like, we have a tie.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I don't know how they do that. But
you should run the Oscars.
Uh-huh. Come on.
You should be in charge of the
Oscars. Won't even have to pay me like a quarter of what they pay other people. I'm lowballing right now. Right? Yeah, I'm real cheap.
Oh, my God, Cam. Thank you for doing this with us. You're amazing.
Of course.
Cammy. We need your style, and I mean, look at us. We look like, come on.
We're wearing.
Do you like our backdrop? Do you like our backdrop? The pretend stage, or do you?
Do you like mine? Candles that are falling
your
apart.
Candelabra. Oh, look at how crooked they are! I love how crooked they are.
My candelabra. It's so sad. Actually,
it's a candelabra.
We're gonna edit this out.
Oh, all right. Well, you have an amazing night at work, and. Are people allowed to visit you at work?
I'm sorry?
Are people allowed to know where you work so they can come visit you, or is that weird?
Sure, if you want to. If you're in the greater Philadelphia region and you don't have a gambling problem, come to Live Casino.
Yay!
Yeah, it's located at the sports complex near the Phillies and the Eagles and Wells Fargo.
Oh, Wells Fargo. Well, that won't be there for long.
Gotta look.
Shit.
Oh, thank you, Cam.
Of course. Love you guys.
Bye, Cam.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. You made it through the whole episode. We really appreciate that.
And you know what else we would really appreciate? If you went to Apple Podcast or wherever you listen and rate and review Moms Are Too.
It really helps us so much and lets other future listeners get an idea of what they're getting themselves into.
That's right. Moms Art 2 is produced by Rob Adler with Brooklyn Frequency, music by Kai Sample.